There are billions of people in this world who are dying for your love. And they're all around you. And when your love is blocked and you can't love in that direction, then you love in this direction. And there are plenty of people, like the elderly, who need your love. Like orphans who need your love. Like little girls and little boys growing up without daddies who need your love. There's people on your row who are starving for your love right now. You do not get to say, I'm not going to love because I got hurt once.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue in our series called God's Prescription for a Healthy Life. In it, Pastor Rick Warren will show you how to improve your health physically, spiritually, relationally, and emotionally by applying the five essentials needed for a more vibrant life. If you want to have what it takes to live out your calling, stay with us for this amazing series. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about Pastor Rick Warren's best-selling book called The Daniel Plan. This amazing book will revolutionize the way you look at health, food, and friendships forever. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word daily to 99000 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or text the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's part three of a message called Winning with the Hand You're Dealt.
Now, there are five winning choices that you can make with the hand you've been dealt. And each of them has to do with each of these cards. With this first card, my chemistry, my biology, my chromosomes, my makeup, my physical being. Number one, first choice, I can choose to get healthier. I don't care what handicap you have in your life, you can be healthier than you are right now. I can choose to get healthier. There are things that I can do that will increase my energy. There are things that I can do that will lower my stress. There are things that I can do that will cause me to have more power, more health in my life. I can eat better, get more sleep, reduce the stress. There are all kinds of things that I can do, and that's totally in my control. And instead of bemoaning the fact that you don't have an Olympic body, instead of bemoaning what you don't have, you need to do a better job of making the most of what you've got. And the fact is, you're not. You're not making the most of the body you've been given. Psalm 119, verse 73 says this, "You made my body, Lord. Now give me sense to heed your laws." Give me sense to heed your laws. There are certain things you can learn. If you have chronic pain in your life, you need to learn principles of pain management. There are things we know about pain today that we didn't even know 10 years ago. You might write this down. The pain is in my brain. Write that down. The pain is in my brain. Yeah, it starts in your rear end or wherever. Your back, your knee, whatever. But that's sending signals to a certain place called your brain, and pain is processed by the brain. You can change your pain level by changing your brain. That's controllable. That is flat out controllable. And so improving the controllables reduces the impact of the uncontrollables in my life. Does that make sense? The things in your life you can't change about your body. You're never going to be 1 inch taller. You're never going to be as handsome as me. But there are a lot of things you can't change. But you can change the controllables. And you could have more energy than you've got. And you could be in better shape. And you could probably extend your life some simply by eating right, doing right, being right, things like that. So that's in your control. Maybe you need to go get a checkup. Maybe you need to go get some blood work. Maybe you need to go see a dentist. Maybe you need to get a supplement. And so you start with the physical, the first card. What do I need to do physically? Shakespeare said, it's impossible to be a philosopher with a toothache. And it's true. And it's hard to feel close to God when you're in pain. So deal with the pain. Number two, second choice has to do with my connections. And the choice I make here is I can choose to deepen relationships. That's an intentional choice to make my relationships better. They can be better than they are right now. I can choose to deepen my relationships. I can learn some communication skills. I can build some new, healthy relationships and replace some bad, unhealthy relationships. I can reach out. I can work on my relationships. I can risk connecting. And I don't say that word risk arbitrarily, because any connection you make is going to be a risk.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com, and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
Thanks for joining us today for Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. A short time back, God put it on Pastor Rick's heart to connect with a team of leading health experts to create the Daniel Plan. Meet Joel.
I tried to lose weight. I tried to make the changes, and nothing seemed to work because it was all based on my willpower. When I started with the program, I immediately noticed changes, mainly because I wanted to be healthy. I had the tools to eat properly. I understood exercise, and I had motivation. I saw that I could get healthy finally, that I could make the changes that I tried my whole life to make.
More than 180,000 people are following the Daniel Plan to lose weight, increase their energy, and improve their relationships, all while growing closer to the Lord with the Daniel Plan.
I've lost 75 pounds and I've reached what I think is my ideal weight, where I feel healthy. In fact, I just recently competed in an Ironman triathlon competition. That's 140.6 miles of racing. When I found the Daniel Plan and its principles, I was given the tools to finally make the changes.
Let Pastor Rick send you a hardcover copy of his best-selling book, The Daniel Plan, today, as his way of saying thanks for your financial gift to this listener-supported ministry. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004 right now. Today is the last day to get the Daniel Plan book when you give a gift to support Daily Hope. So call 1-800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Rick.
I can choose to deepen relationships. That's an intentional choice to make my relationships better. They can be better than they are right now. I can choose to deepen my relationships. I can learn some communication skills. I can build some new, healthy relationships and replace some bad, unhealthy relationships. I can reach out. I can work on my relationships. I can risk connecting. And I don't say that word risk arbitrarily, because any connection you make is going to be a risk. If you're going to build some new, healthy relationships, you're going to have to risk some connecting. Would you write this down? The fear of rejection prevents connection. And really the reason why you feel disconnected is your fear of being rejected, your fear of being disapproved, your fear of being hurt, your fear of others. Let's go back to this issue of marriage. A lot of you have said, you know, I really, in my heart of hearts, I'd like to be married, or I'd like to be remarried, but I'm not. And you're telling yourself, no one would ever want to marry me. Are you sure? That's a feeling, not a fact. I could never get remarried at my age. Are you sure? That's a feeling, not a fact. We had a wedding the other day with a guy who was nearly 100 years old. I'm too old again. Are you sure? That's a feeling, not a fact. And as long as you believe it, of course, that's going to be true. But you're basing it on feelings, not fact. Nobody would ever want to marry me the way I look at my age. I need to invite you to some of the odd weddings I do, because you're not nearly as odd as some of the weddings I have done. You say, but I'm just not good at social interaction. I don't like that dating stuff. It's so icky. I'm just not good at that. And that's the fear of rejection. Would you write this down? Awkward won't kill me. Feeling awkward won't kill me. Of course it's awkward in developing a new relationship. I've never met anybody who didn't feel awkward in developing a new relationship. Welcome to the human race. But you move against that awkwardness and you find out, feeling awkward won't kill me. How do I get rid of fear? How do I get rid of that fear? 1 John 4:18, look here on the screen. There is no fear in love. On your outline, circle that, no fear. There is no fear. There is no fear. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out all fear. Now, why does love take away fear? Because love takes the focus off me and puts it on somebody else. It's not about me, my needs, my help, my heart, my hurt. It's about you. Love has no fear because it's not about me. You see, this is why you get uptight in social settings. You go to a party and you walk in and the first thing you think is, how do I look to everybody else? What is everybody else thinking about me? Do I have spinach in my teeth? Are my legs crossed just appropriately? Is there any toilet paper dangling from back behind me? How do I look? What does everybody think of me? I'll tell you, they're not thinking about you. No one in that party is thinking about you. You know why? Because they're all thinking, how do I look to everybody else? They're not even thinking about you. This is the fallacy of single adult parties. We go in thinking I've got to worry about how everybody's going to look at me. Nobody's looking at you. They're all uptight about themselves. Now, self-centeredness walks into a room saying, how do I look to everybody else? Love walks into a room going, who here needs my help? Who needs a word of encouragement? Who needs a pat on the back? Who could use a little affirmation? Who at this party looked like they're a little on the outside and uncomfortable, and I could put them at ease? Love, humility, is not thinking of yourself less. I'm no good, I'm nothing, I'm junk. No, humility is thinking of yourself less. Humility isn't thinking of yourself as not good. Humility is just not thinking about yourself. You're so focused on thinking about other people, you're not thinking about yourself. If I walked out here week after week and I worried about how I looked to you and to the thousands of people that have come to Saddleback, I'd be scared to death. But if I come out here and I go, Lord, what do these people need? And I'm thinking about you, your needs, your hurts, your interests. I'm not thinking about me. Perfect love casts out all fear. The antidote to your social phobia is to get your eyes off you, to stop being so self-centered, and to think about somebody else, and to think about their needs, their hurts, their interests, and how you could help them. Perfect love casts out all fear. Now, I'm not an authority on a lot of things, but I am an authority on fear because I've dealt with it my entire life. And fear is F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. It's not real. So how do you get rid of the fear in your life? The fear of making that connection, the fear of making a commitment, the fear of getting to know a stranger, the fear of getting in a small group, all of these things. How do I get rid of that? You can't talk yourself out of it because fear isn't logical. It isn't rational. And so you can rationalize it all you want, but it isn't going to go away. There's only one way to get rid of fear. Do the thing you fear the most. Move against your fear. Fear does not go away from logic. Fear goes away from action. And you walk up to the Red Sea, and the Egyptians are behind you, and you go, God, I'm in a no place. I'm in a cul-de-sac. I'm hemmed in. And you step in, and the water parts. And you go to the Jordan River, and the water is there. And you got to go across the Jordan, and you step in, and the water backs up. You move, and the fear vanishes. Fear is always worse than the reality. Why? Because fear torments you 24 hours a day, and the reality, that party might even only last an hour. And it's the fear is always worse than the reality. And so you have to say, okay, what am I going to do? I'm going to let love, look at this next verse, 1 Corinthians 14:1. Let love be your highest goal. That ought to be the goal for the rest of your life. God, it's not about accomplishments. It's not about achievement. It's not about fame. It's about love. Love is going to be my highest goal. Life is all about learning how to love. You say, but Rick, I loved and I got burned so bad. I gave my heart on a platter and they took it and stomped on it and tore it up into a grinder and made hamburger out of it. And I am still hurting from that. And you think that excuses you to not love again? Show me that in the Bible where it says you get hurt by love that allows you to no longer love anybody. Nonsense. Nonsense. You are not allowed to not love. Love means risking connections. It means stepping out. You say, well, what happens when I really tried to love this person and it was blocked? What do you do with a blocked love? You always redirect it. If you try to love somebody and they reject your love, let me tell you, friends, there are billions of people in this world who are dying for your love. And they're all around you. And when your love is blocked and you can't love in that direction, then you love in this direction. And there are plenty of people, like the elderly, who need your love, like orphans who need your love, like little girls and little boys growing up without daddies who need your love. There's people all around you. There's people on your row who are starving for your love right now. You do not get to say, I'm not going to love because I got hurt once. You ought to pray Ephesians 3:17. I pray that Christ will live in your hearts by faith and that your life will be strong in love. Circle that. Your life will be strong in love and be built on love. So circle that. Strong in love, built on love. You ought to pray that every morning. Get up in the morning and say, God, today, here's what. Jesus Christ, I want you to fill my heart by faith. And Jesus Christ, today, I want to be strong in love and I want to be built on love. By the way, where do you learn connection techniques? The church was designed to be the laboratory for love. Now, you can't love a crowd. There's only way you can learn love in this church, get in a small group. That's why we insist everybody be in a small group. The very reason you're afraid to get in a small group is the very reason you need it. It would feel so awkward. Yeah, move against your fear. And you know what? You'll build some relationships, some new connections that will strengthen you and help you become a great lover. If you're not in a small group, you know, this is the only church in America. We have more people in small groups than on the weekend. We got 10,000 more people are in small groups every week than here on the weekends. Why? Because we want to teach people how to love. And you love the ideal people? No, you love the real people. And in every group, there are going to be some people you have a hard time getting along with. Congratulations. That's an opportunity to learn how to love. I can choose to deepen my relationships. Number three, the third are the circumstances of life, the trauma, the trouble, the pain, the pressure, the problems, the stress, the suffering in my life. What do I do this? Number three, I can choose to trust God no matter what happens. I can choose to trust God regardless of my circumstance. And that gives you an identity nobody else is going to have. Romans 8:27-29, I love this in the Message. God knows us far better than we know ourselves. That's why we should trust him, not our own judgment. God knows us far better than we trust ourselves, so he knows better for me than I do. He knows us far better than we know ourselves. That's why we can be so sure that every detail in our lives of love for God, circle every detail, every detail in our lives of love for God is worked into something good. It's not all good, but it can be worked into something good. God knew what he was doing from the very beginning. I didn't. But he decided from the outset to shape the lives of those who love him, that's you and me, along the same lines as the life of his son. God's goal is to make me, to make you like Jesus, his son. The son, Jesus, stands first in the line of humanity he restored. And we see the original and intended shape of our lives there in him. God wants to use every circumstance in my life to make me like Jesus. So Psalm 34:1, I will praise the Lord no matter what happens. Now, friends, when you get to that point, that's a choice. When you could say, I will praise the Lord no matter what happens. That is a confidence nobody in Hollywood has. That is a confidence nobody on Capitol Hill has. That is a confidence that no businessman on Wall Street has. It's the confidence that says, I don't know, come on, hit me. Hit me with your best shot. I will praise the Lord no matter what happens. That is a confidence that is not built on money or sex or status or passion, possession, position, or all those. It's built on my relationship to God, and that can't be taken from me. And I will praise the Lord no matter what. And that is a confidence you can't get anywhere else in the world. And when you have that kind of confidence, you are an amazing woman. And you are an amazing man. Because most people never get that kind of confidence. But it's an identity you're not going to get anywhere else. I want you to write this down in your outline. I am a product of my past, but I'm not a prisoner of it. I am a product of my past. Yeah, it has influenced me. My chemistry, my connections, my circumstances, they've all influenced me. I'm a product of my past, but I am not a prisoner of it, and I can be different. And that leads me to number four, and this is a big one, the fourth choice. I can choose what I think about.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions we didn't have time for, or if you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. A short time back, God put it on Pastor Rick's heart to connect with a team of leading health experts to create the Daniel Plan. And more than 180,000 people are following the Daniel Plan to lose weight, increase their energy, and improve their relationships, all while growing closer to the Lord with the Daniel Plan. Let Pastor Rick send you a hardcover copy of his best-selling book, The Daniel Plan, today, as his way of saying thanks for your financial gift to this listener-supported ministry. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004 right now. Today is the very last day to get this special offer and receive the Daniel Plan book. So act now and call 1-800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
My prayer is that our study today is going to give you a deeper understanding of every blessing that we have in our life in Christ. Thanks so much for listening. I'd love to hear from you. You can visit our website. You can call the 1-800 number. And by the way, if you want to send a gift in to help us expand this ministry, I deeply appreciate it. Thanks so much for your friendship and your support. And be sure to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope Ministry and your generous financial support.